Case 22-054. Okay, for the record, Officer De Silva is still here representing Naugatuck Police Department. Officer, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. Just like our last one, this is going to be a quick one and run through the exact same thought process as I was before.
Okay.
During 2014, there was some domestic violence issues. We located a DOC number that kind of caused us to dig a little bit through our in-house. Obviously, everything was nollied or expunged, or he got rid of it some way, somehow. All I was able to find was case numbers and arresting officers. One of them couldn't even be bothered to write me a statement about it, so that one's gone. And the other one was just a violation of an order he was arrested for. Again, no conviction, so we don't got a whole lot to go on this. Never had a problem with him since, not even a motor vehicle stop, I don't believe.
So it's a suitability issue based on a...
2014 arrest.
A domestic arrest.
As in the last case, you have the same opinion?
Same opinion, Chief. Haven't even had him for a motor vehicle stop, I couldn't find it, huh? You are still living in Naugatuck, right?
Absolutely.
All right, thought so, I wanted to make sure. Yeah, I apologize for wasting your time, but it was above my pay grade.
Thank you for asking, making sure he lives there. Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
I was married to a very toxic woman, going through some divorce issues. And one thing led to another, and I ended up, the whole arresting was all false. Nothing happened what was even said. But I did get arrested. I got rearrested for giving my neighbor $100 to give to my kid to go to Florida, so it was a violation of a protective order. So, but I wasn't letting my kid go to Florida broke, sorry. And then when he called me in, he's looking at my phone. That wasn't in her text, in her phone. Why is that on your phone? She agreed to meet me. I'm like, I'm not meeting you, no way. I mean, things have progressed so far now that she lives in Tennessee. I live in Naugatuck. I have my old house back. We actually planned and had my daughter's wedding. We communicated about our kids. Last year, for my daughter's 1-year anniversary, we even bought her a grill together. You know, it's night and day compared to where we were.
This was 2013?
2014. The first one was 2011. Then two in 2014. The one in 2011 was she just got laid off and we were fighting. I said something to the effect that your life's going to be hell or something, but with no income coming in. She took that as a threat and they arrested me. That was the first time I was ever arrested. But we served each other with divorce paper 3 times. That's what type of relationship I had.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. And again, thank you, Naugatuck Police Department, for arresting me because it saved my life, too.
Officer, do you have anything else you want to put on today?
No.
Does anybody have any questions of the officer? Including you, do you have any questions?
No.
Board? Sir, is there anything else you'd like to add? Do you have any questions of him?
No.
Does the board have any questions of the appellant? Okay. Closing statements, anybody? Comments by the board?
Really just
we should have Naugatuck at first on the calendar.
Yeah, we should call first. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. No, we had a long one last month, so this month was due, and I don't know what the deal with these two are. So I kind of took it back
as
myself.
Before I trust the issue with our judgment.
All right. Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
Attorney Iaconis.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig. The acting chair votes appellant.
There we go.
Sorry, acting will go away.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.